Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense on the heels of the MonsterCast, big MonsterCast show yesterday. 250-plus radio stations, added another four more. I've lost count. Neil McCabe, my dear friend over at One American News Network, White House correspondent and former regular contributor to my MonsterCast show, always cracks me up when he says, trying to count your affiliates now is like trying to count the stars. So we love Neil McCabe. I'm hopeful we can bring him back soon. But so I guess I'll say it's in the shadows of the MonsterCast, the Monday show. As you know, I say that all the time coming into Monday's program. Last night, quick recap, Alan Gottlieb for the full hour, hour one. Alan was, as usual, amazing. We get so much information from him. His take, his wisdom, his brilliance is unlike anybody else. If you were listening last night, you know why Alan Gottlieb, why I say that Alan Gottlieb is, in fact, the single most powerful man alive on planet Earth today regarding our right to keep and bear arms. There is absolutely no question about that. Proud to be able to have him for one solid hour every week, particularly yesterday when, again, these people take their time, their personal time, to join me on the program to give you information that they don't have to do. They're not compensated to do it. And it's a weekend, and we thank him very, very much for the time he took yesterday, particularly because it was his wife's birthday, for crying out loud. And freedom is so important to Alan that he takes time out and spends it with us to give us information. And I believe me, that's not lost on me. Hour number two, AWR Hawkins. We cover, as we always do with AWR, everything he finds important regarding current events relating to our Second Amendment rights every single day during the previous week. AWR never lets down. When you put his folksy wit and wisdom on top of that, if you're a new listener, you've never heard it, make sure to tune into hour two on yesterday's broadcast and, of course, hour three. John Lott, more guns, less crime, the bias against guns, the war on guns, arming yourself against gun control lies. That's my favorite book he's written. I treat it like a textbook. Mine's so marked up, I've got highlighters and pen marks all over the page. John Lott gives us the information that the mainstream media won't. And we had some interesting conversations that were kind of cross-pollinated between all three guests last night. I asked them what might seem redundant, but each individual gives us an individual different answer. So it's very, very important on these very pressing topics that we discuss every day on Armed American Radio. Now joining me, one of my favorite people on earth. I love getting this man on the radio with me. He knows how to do it. He's a professional. His name is Bill Frady. You've probably heard him on Lock and Load Radio. If you haven't, make sure to check him out on Lock and Load Radio. Bill, welcome to the program. You ready to rock and roll with me for this hour? What do you say?
I am, but I've always been under this thing that I thought that I just never got paid by you because I never invoiced you. So when we come on here, we're not getting paid?
No, you're not getting paid. Of course not. Oh, nobody gets paid.
Okay.
I get
all
paid,
right.
But this is my job.
Okay. All right.
You get paid knowing that you've spilled wit and wisdom and educated, you know, gosh knows how many Americans, right?
The work itself is its own reward.
It absolutely is. Thanks for joining me, Bill. Okay, that was Bill Frady. We'll be back. All right, Bill. Great to have you here, man. Is there anything pressing you want to talk about before we get cracking?
I saw something the other day that I don't know if you saw this or not, but on the same day that they stopped one of these recent school rampage shootings, they stopped another kid that was about to do a rampage shooting, yeah. Right? And it was up in the Northeast somewhere. And right now, I think it was in Connecticut, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
And the question they're asking was, he never did anything. Can we charge him with anything? And I was just thinking about that. In lieu of this rash of red flag orders, laws that we're having, that the gun violence restraining order, the emergency protection order, the red flag order, where they're basically doing the minority report. And yet in the one instance where they actually catch somebody prior to when he's in his, you know, one of his five stages prior to the rampage killing, they're actually asking, can we do anything against him?
Let me reminds me of a case locally here in the Atlanta metro area. Let me see if you remember this. You may or may not. It doesn't matter, but it's gonna segue nicely. There's a high school down the road from my daughter's high school. It's in the county that I reside in. Two yeah. individuals were just, I mean, 3 or 4 weeks ago sentenced to 20 years. One of them 17, the other one 18 or 19. And they didn't do anything. They talked about doing something. They said they had planned it. They admitted they planned it. They had a hit list, but they hadn't yet done anything, but they talked about it, and that was shooting up their high school, and they just got 20 solid years. So my immediate answer to that is good, and it would seem that if they hadn't yet and it was planned, that yes, of course, we actually could do something. Is that along the same part and parcel of what you're talking about?
Yes, except in this particular case, they said they didn't know if they could or not. And I just look at that with this red flag. The red flag order thing, it's an abomination.
Oh, it is. It is.
Justice. It's an abomination of justice. No due process. And it's going to get some more people killed. We already got one guy out of Maryland got killed. Mr. Willis got killed.
Right.
For objecting, I guess, right?
Well, this thing, he objected to somebody coming. Listener, I want you to walk with, hold our hands on this one. We're going to play some Theater of the Mind. It is.
Yes.
4:30 in the morning, and someone is pounding on your door. I would hope that you show up at your door with a firearm. I would hope you do, or I would hope at least you are paying attention, or however your house is set up, that you are wondering why this is happening, and you just don't blindly walk down and open your door at 4:30 in the morning, unless that's a normal routine for you. I don't know. Maybe it is. But for most people, it's not. Mr. Willis went downstairs, opened his door. He had a firearm. He looked through the peephole or whatever. He looked through the window, whatever it was, camera that he had. I don't know. And he saw police officers there, uniformed. He opened the door, had his firearm. He set it down when he saw it was the cops. They informed him that they were there to take his firearms because he had a judge's order signed against him. He had no idea what they were talking about. Now, I want you to imagine that. At 4:30 in the morning, you have no clue. You're not arguing with anybody. You're not in a fight with anybody. You don't know why this is happening. And here's two armed cops at your door in uniform telling you they're going to forcibly enter your home and take your things. At which point he said, no, you're not. And he went to reach for his firearm to reholster or do what he did with it. He was attacked and shot by law enforcement. Now, this thing stinks, Bill, of a number of things. Number one, of course, the no due process. But that's kind of like the argument we can use. Well, I have my guns because it's my right. That's not going to win any arguments. Yeah, it's arguments. It is your right. But there's more to it than this. That's not going to win an argument. Well, it's not the due, it's due process. Where you got to go with this is that this thing is absolutely ripe for abuse from people who would use it to attack people that they don't like, whether it be a job. And the liberals want to expand those who can make these accusations against you to include people who don't know you. Teachers at school, right?
Yeah.
Employees of maybe there's a disgruntled. Let me put it this way. Maybe you're in the running for a promotion, Bill, and you're going to be, we'll put it in radio terms, you're going to be made program director or general manager of the station. And you don't know that there's two other people at that location that you work with that are also in the running. You had no idea. You got the job. The other two found out that they didn't. One of them doesn't like you anymore. You have no idea. And this person goes off the rails and decides because he knows you're a gun owner to do something bad because you cost him a promotion that, oh, I don't know, maybe because he's made bad financial decisions is going to cost him his house. He was depending on it. These things happen in real life, don't they?
Yep. Well, I mean, in the case of Mr. Willis, one of his family members was the one that put the red flag order out on him. And when they were questioned after Mr. Willis was dead, somebody said it was a family thing.
Wait, like, when they were questioned after Mr. Willis was what?
Dead.
Wait, hold on one second. I want to make sure that I heard that. They were questioned after Mr. Willis was what?
Dead.
Dead, as in gone forever off the face of the earth, as in
done.
Sleeping
not
for eternity.
Not going to be there no more.
Not going to be there anymore. Dead. So he didn't have
the big sleep,
So he had no way to defend himself at all because he was what?
Well, he was probably asleep. He had no idea it was coming. He didn't do anything wrong, and his thing, I guess, was he probably yelled at a TV or yelled at a family member or whatever. They decided to show him. This will learn him. We're going to learn you.
You know, there are a lot of type A personalities out there. I'm type quadruple, double secret a. probation A, as you know. A, you know me, Bill. Okay.
Yeah.
And I've had people misconstrue my passion for something as anger and said, hey, man, don't yell at me. And I wasn't yelling at them. I was simply passionate about what I was talking about. That happens a lot. especially when you're dealing with somebody who's far more mundane, that just sits there very calm as a type C person and just lets the whole world go by. All right. It would be easy for somebody, if they didn't like you, to make an accusation against you.
Sure.
And stand in front. Now that we get back to the due process thing, and I don't want to spend the whole time on red flags. However, you're absolutely correct, and the way you brought it into the conversation is 100% correct, because it didn't stop anything, did it?
No.
And they never will.
This guy had no record, right? He had no background. He was 62 years old. So he's in our general demographic.
All right, hold on to that thought. We're getting ready to take a break. I know how you know how that is on radio. When we come back after this, I'm going to continue the conversation with Bill Frady, and I want to ask, can we sue somebody on a false accusation? Back after this. Hey, gun lovers, check this out. Did you enter to win your new gun from the USCCA yet? If not, what the heck are you waiting for? You're about to miss the deadline. You could get up to 17 chances to win a new gun daily, but only if you act fast. Look, it could be 17 Kimbers, 17 Glocks, even 17 AR-15s. You heard that right. To reveal which gun you could win today, just text the word ARM to 87222. It's 100% secure, and the official rules are on the page. But hurry, these guns won't last long. The USCCA Gun A Day giveaway ends Friday, June 21st, and today's gun disappears at midnight tonight. Look, the United States Concealed Carry Association is here to help educate, train, and protect Americans like you. Plus, they just love giving away free guns. So don't miss your chance to win every single day this month. Just text the word ARM, that's A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 right now to get entered. Remember, you only have until midnight tonight to win today's gun. So text the word ARM, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 right now.
You're in handcuffs. Your kids and spouse are crying as you're loaded into a cop car. But you did nothing wrong. How could this happen? You're the good guy. All you did was legally protect your family from an attacker. If you think this couldn't happen to you, think again. Fortunately, though, the United States Concealed Carry Association is there to protect you. Not only do they resolve these situations for their members, but they also prevent them from happening in the first place. With resources like their free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. Learn what to say and what not to say in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. To get your free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive, just visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your free guide today at BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a 2-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, back, segment two. We've just rounded first base. We're heading for second base. Should you be able to sue somebody who makes a false accusation that has cops come to your home, forcibly enter your premises against your will for reasons you were not even aware of, take your belongings, and then be able to get them back and find out that the accusation was false? Should you be able to sue that person? Bill Frady, Lock and Load Radio. Go ahead.
Well, I think most of these laws set up to where your accuser does not have to be in court when you finally go to court 2 weeks after the fact, whether it's 10 days, 2 weeks, whatever it works out to be.
Well, what I can tell you is it's an ex parte hearing, meaning the accused is not there. The accused has no idea this is going on. Whether or not that happens after the fact, I don't know.
Well, you're talking about when the warrant is taken out, right?
When the warrant is issued, that's ex parte. In other words, you can accuse me of something. I'm not even there. You stand before the judge and make all these wild accusations against me. I'm not even there. And the judge says, okay, I believe your accusations, even though I haven't heard from the person who's being blamed.
Right.
And off you go, and you got cops coming in. Listen, they're not going to come banging at your door at 6 o'clock at night while you're eating dinner. Okay?
Yeah.
And when any time, Bill, the anti-gunners love something, and they're all in unison on this, that should tell you everything you need to know. Go ahead.
Well, I think what it's going to take, unfortunately, is it's going to take a few more wrongful deaths. Because most of the apathetic public that gets their news from the magic box and doesn't understand what it means when we say you've lost all due process here, this is the end of the republic, blah, 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 they're not getting it. And they're going to have to be shocked out of their stupor. And as far as I would, somebody should be able to be sued for wrongful death, but I don't know how that's going to work out.
Well, I think they've protected themselves against that with these laws. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to shake out in the long run. But all right. Oh, you're outside. I hear birds chirping.
I am.
All right. Well, that's pretty nice. That's interesting. Birds. We should find a way to use them for a side effect. Is there any way you can quiet that little bird down?
I can go in the house.
Yeah, that would be great if you could do that. I'm sorry.
Hang on.
No, Sean's telling me right now, hey, can you quiet that sound effect down? I said, it's not a sound effect. It's an outdoor bird. I love birds. There we go. That's much better.
Much more gooder.
Okay, now, question for you. Are you familiar with, and you probably aren't, I don't mean to catch you off guard, but this is, again, breaking news late last night, early today, and I know, like me, you're neck deep in this stuff, but did you know the Connecticut governor signed three more anti-gun bills surrounded by Connecticut's citizens against gun violence, Connecticut against gun violence, and moms demand action screechers? He signed three more gun bills. Let's go through each one of them, and then I want to kind of slide into third base in the next segment with you on this. HB 7218. This is a bill that prohibits a person from keeping a loaded firearm on any premise under their control, such as their home, if they know or reasonably should know that a minor is likely to gain access to the firearm without permission, someone living in the home is prohibited from possessing firearms, or someone living in the home poses a risk to themselves or others. The general prohibition on maintaining a loaded firearm in the home does not apply if the firearm is kept locked in a safe or a location the owner reasonably believes would deny access to the firearm if they carry the firearm on their person or the firearm is within their immediate control.
That's wordy.
This is punishable by 1 to 5 years in prison and up to a $5,000 fine. However, the law specifically states that if a minor were to obtain the firearm as the result of an unlawful entry, the criminal penalty would not apply. In other words, you know, those gangbangers broke in my house and stole my gun.
Right.
The law also requires the State Board of Education to develop guides for school boards to use for firearm safety programs for kids in kindergarten to 10th grade. It does not mandate that a school offer a firearm safety program, though. But, Bill, it does give them the option should they choose to do so. So, in other words, this is a quote-unquote safe storage law on steroids. Take it away. Your thoughts.
How are they going to enforce it?
Well, there you go. You and what army is going to come to my house and enforce this? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, when they set this up, my problem with the safe storage thing is, isn't that sort of a Fourth, Fifth Amendment violation there? If they try to enforce that and come into your home to check on your safe storage?
Yeah, well, it's even deeper than that, because this fails to take into consideration that responsible gun owners are responsible. Is every gun owner responsible? No. And no law, as we've seen anywhere else, is going to stop anyone who is either irresponsible or a criminal from violating that law. And the key words on this, I think, are if they know or reasonably should know that a minor is likely to gain access to the firearm without permission. So let's say you got the firearm up on top of your refrigerator and you have a toddler in the house, maybe 3 years old. It's not reasonable that that person would get it, right? That the three-year-old would get it. But is it reasonable to think that they might jump up on something else, climb on a counter and do something else to get to it? Is that reasonable? Are you going to go to prison? How are you going to enforce it? That's the key question.
Well, the other thing is that has this happened? Is there a rash of children finding guns that I don't know about? I mean, given all the things that they would do to try to take gun rights away, which they seize upon every rampage killing that fits the narrative on a regular basis when it fits the narrative. They'll seize on that. They'll seize on any little thing that happens to make us look bad. And yet they'll come out with some of these laws that have nothing to do with some of these incidences. And I'm just wondering, has there been a rash of children finding unsecured guns that I don't know about?
In Connecticut? You mean you haven't seen the news? You haven't heard everything? It's lead story on all the programs. There have been over 1,000 cases of toddlers getting a hold of parents' guns in Connecticut. You were unaware of that? I'm just funning with you. Of course not. This is just another potential gun grab and another way to use the phony common sense phrase. Well, it's common sense. We're going to make people use common sense and be responsible. And here's what I want to tell you. You're not going to make any human being be anything they don't want to be. You're not going to change a person's personality. It's already in their DNA. It's not going to happen. Stupid is as stupid does, and stupid people do stupid things, period. Should every human being have a gun? No. There are people that shouldn't have guns that legally can. It's life. We're not going to stop every car accident, every drowning. We're not going to stop every beating, every shoot. It's not going to happen. Let's go to the next one in the essence of time. And this one, I don't even have to go any farther than the first line, I don't think, because I'm going to rip this apart. HB 7223 makes it unlawful for any person to store a handgun in their unattended vehicle unless it's in the trunk, a locked safe, or a locked glove box. All right. So I'm going to stop there. Go ahead.
Let's presume that I know they have permits in Connecticut, right? They have carry permits. So that also stands to reason they probably have a few gun-free zones sprinkled throughout the city. So if you're a permit carrier and you go to a gun-free zone, and I don't know if, like here in South Carolina, the gun-free zone signs have the force of law behind them. So if they actually have complied with the law, which is a gun-free zone, no guns is allowed sign, the proper sign on every door, every entrance, every egress and, coming in and out of the building, then they have the force of law behind them. So if I'm going into that place, I then have to lose the gun temporarily, which is to secure it in my unattended vehicle. So that sounds almost like if this was being brought up here, this would be like they're sort of trying to set us up.
Yeah, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to go back into HB 7223 because I'm going to get really provocative with you and probably take this in a direction that's going to go maybe even for the remainder of the hour. It's that interesting. And longtime listeners have heard me mention this before, but it's too easy. I can't let this one slip by. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Bill Frady today continues after this. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
One warm summer day, Richard was grilling out with his family in the backyard of his suburban home. His brother stepped away to grab something from his car in the front yard and didn't come back. Feeling suspicious, Richard went to go check on him and was horrified by what he found. His brother was being beaten nearly to death in an attempted carjacking. Thinking quickly, Richard pulled out his gun and scared the attackers away. Then the police arrived, and Richard was arrested.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to do? Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say? If you answered anything other than yes to these questions, you need to visit BeTheirProtector.com right now. There you'll find the USCCA's free guide, 6 things that could land you behind bars or help keep you out of them. Visit BeTheirProtector.com now and get your free copy of 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive right now. That's BeTheirProtector.com. One more time, BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, segment 3. We've rounded second. We're heading into third base. I'll get to the third gun control bill, I promise, but I'm going to go back to this when we're done because I'm pretty confident that I can carry this conversation easily for the remainder of the day today. I've taken whole shows with this before. But again, HB 7223, Bill Frady, Lock and Load Radio, welcome back to the program. By the way, we're talking about HB 7223 in Connecticut. Makes it unlawful for any person to store a handgun in their unattended vehicle unless it's in the trunk, a locked safe, or a locked glove box. Okay. Let me ask you a question. Because of what you just said, I'm going somewhere that... But what this does, let me just cut through all the gobbledygook. What this does is blames you for the actions of a criminal. So someone breaks into your car.
Right.
And you're responsible for this? I've used this example many, many, many times before because, you see, it's illegal to break into a car. It's already a crime to do so. I don't care if the car is running, if the keys are in it, and you're stupid and left it running in front of the Stop and Rob and went in to get some donuts or some tasty cakes and left your car running. It's still a crime to go break into that car and drive off with it. It's not a free pass because the car was running and the keys were in it. Correct me if I'm wrong, Bill. Right. What am I missing?
You're not missing anything. You're dead on it.
Okay, so we're blaming the victim, aren't we?
Yeah. We're blaming the victim. The other thing is that's another one of those things. How do you enforce that one? That's something that's never going to be found out unless somebody robs them. Now, do they Do they include something where if you have your gun stolen, you have to report it within 24 hours or you're a criminal yourself? Is that in their little package too?
The law defines unattended to include when no one over the age of 21 is in the vehicle. 18 years old is an adult, by the way, in this country, or close enough to it to prevent unauthorized entry. The term trunk is also defined. It means the fully enclosed and locked main storage or luggage compartment of a motor vehicle that is not accessible from the passenger compartment, or a locked toolbox or utility box attached to the bed of a pickup truck. Those who have a station wagon, SUV, or crossover would be relegated to using the safe or glove box option in order to avoid penalties. The law gives a court discretion to suspend prosecution for violations if finds that a violation was not of a serious nature and that person charged, one, will probably not offend in the future, has not previously been... This is ridiculous. All of this is absolutely unnecessary garbage, because what it's doing is it's blaming the victim. It's saying, we don't want you leaving your... Why don't they want people leave? Because there's a rash of break-ins and people get their guns broken into, so, or their cars broken into. So go after people who are breaking into cars and get off my lawn and don't tread on me. Am I missing something here?
Are they looking at San Francisco? Because, you know, in San Francisco, if you're a federal officer, they have their guns stolen out of their cars all the time.
You know, if your car gets broken into and you are found to have violated this, guess what happens?
Big trouble.
Oh, yeah, it's a Class A misdemeanor the first time, punishable by up to a year in prison and a fine of up to $2,000. Second or subsequent violations are Class D felonies. Felonies.
So is the first one the misdemeanor? Does that take away your gun right?
I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't go into that. A misdemeanor would not. A felony would. A misdemeanor, yeah. What if it's a domestic violence misdemeanor? But you've got to ask yourself this question. What is the individual breaking into my car and stealing my stuff being charged with? I mean, I'm the criminal now because I have a lawfully owned device in a lawfully owned conveyance that I have a right to keep whatever I could live in my car if I wanted to.
Yeah, but see, you're pointing out the one common denominator between every piece of gun control legislation that comes out. Gun control legislation never penalizes the criminal. It always penalizes the law abiding. So,
well, you're 100% correct.
They're not in it for the public safety. As a matter of fact, they like rampage killing. That's great stuff, good stuff, because they're always looking for a reason to call for more gun control. So whenever there's a rampage killing, or if somebody breaks into your car and finds your gun that you tried to hide under everything because you were going into a place that's your favorite sock short shop, and they won't let you in with your gun, so you don't want to break their rules because you're a law-abiding guy, and they find your gun, well, now you're a bad guy too. But this is great because, you know, now we're setting book on you, because first we get this misdemeanor on you. You'll do it again. Then we'll have you on a felony, and guess what? You can't have no more guns. But it won't do anything for public safety, because you're never going to be the problem.
Yeah, let me go back. I want to go back to that criminal thing and crime, and I want to go back to that in a minute. Let me go down to HB 7219 real quick, because you're spot on all of it. HB 7219, entitled An Act Concerning Ghost Guns, prohibits an individual from completing a firearm without obtaining a unique serial number or other mark of identification from the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection within 30 days of completion and engraving it in a manner that conforms with the requirements imposed under federal law. The law also prohibits a person from aiding or abetting the manufacture of a firearm by a person or for a person. We know what all this is about. More gobbledygook there. What this is the ghost gun, of course, being the 3D printed gun that Cody had done and Defense Distributed and everything else that we've talked about on my program and probably on your program. And this is Connecticut saying, look at us, more gun control. We're going to take the lead on this. And my question to you, now that you've heard all three of these, is which one of these would have stopped Virginia Beach?
Well, none of them.
Which one would have stopped? Let's stay in Virginia. Which one of these would have stopped Virginia Tech?
None of them.
Or any other? You know, would one of these have stopped Las Vegas?
No. None of them would have stopped Las Vegas. None of them are going to stop anything. The criminals that are actually doing the crime, 83% of all murders are drug related. So unless America, unless you are you're one of the pushers of the blow, you don't have that many chances of being killed. 50, and John Lott says this, I think. He says 54% of all the crime happens in 2% of the counties. So unless you're in some city where some big city where there's a lot of gun control, huge tax regime run by Democrats and has been run by Democrats for 100 years, you probably don't have that much gang activity going on. So, you know, overall, we're actually pretty well to do. We're pretty peaceful. I think based upon the uniform crime statistics I just heard about, the latest ones came out, there's about 1,800 real non-drug-related, non-gang-related homicides in a country of 336 million people with, what, 450, 500 million guns. We're pretty peaceful. So none of this stuff that they're proposing is going to do anything to stop anything that they use as their rallying cry to call for more gun control. It's just going to prohibit us from having guns.
Let me take you. I'm just going to let what you say stand. I don't have anything to add to it. And in that essence, I want to keep moving on because listeners are benefiting from your wisdom. Let's go to Florida. It's so easy to go to Florida. Floridian Press, Florida.com, right? It's FloridianPress.com, right? So easy to go there. Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Oh boy. Now she's rearing her face again. Wasserman Schultz presses her ammunition control bill. You know, we always talk about how the left always finds a quote-unquote loophole. You know, there was the Charleston loophole. I'd never heard of that before until they made it up. Of course, I never knew there was an alt-right until the wackadoo left made that up. I had no idea there was any such thing as a boyfriend loophole until the radical socialist left made that up. There's a loophole. They create a loophole to make it look like there's a problem. They set it up as a straw man, and then they come in with some fix. Did you know there was an ammunition loophole?
I can't wait to hear about it.
She has a, and I'm going to take this. Let me do this. I've only got about exactly 1 minute here. So let me set this up. And when we come back into segment four, we'll discuss it. Jamie Wasserman Schultz wants federal legislation that would require background checks be done anytime you purchase ammunition. Now, this is idiotic and nothing but a complete burden on law-abiding citizens, and that's exactly what she's intended it to do. They're calling it Jamie's Law, which is calls for universal background check for individuals looking to purchase ammunition, and it was named in honor of Jamie Gutenberg, who was murdered. She was one of 17 students and teachers killed at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. That somehow, if this were enacted, we wouldn't have had Parkland. Now, we're going to rip this apart when we come back because it's so easy to do. This is just, I think, another Democrat lunatic gun grabber wanting their name on legislation so that they can point to something when they run for re-election and say, look, I did something. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We'll be back with Bill Frady from Lock and Load Radio right after this. We have a lot to talk about, so stick around. Don't go away. Back right after these messages.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
Would you like to join a community of over 2 million like-minded people for free? Well, now is your chance. Just find the official USCCA page on Facebook and click like. You'll instantly be connected with thousands of like-minded folks looking for real talk on self-defense and freedom. Discuss hot topics, find great resources, and voice your opinion where it will matter. At the USCCA official Facebook page, you'll find everything you need for your concealed carry lifestyle. The USCCA on Facebook, community, resources, and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Daily Defense, back at you, sliding right into home here as we wrap up the Monday edition of Armed American Radio, the daily show, the weekday show. Welcome back into the studio with me. It's a pleasure to have you here. I'm talking with Bill Frady. He is the proverbial host and mastermind of Lock and Load Radio. Before we go any farther, Bill, into what we were talking about with this, I mean, just this lunacy from Wasserman Schultz, and I'm going to take you down more lunatic road here in just a minute. But where can people hear you and find you?
The easiest way to find me is to go to gcnlive.com and go to the show list and click on it. I'm adding affiliates as I go, trying to emulate my friend Mr. Walters, and I'm there Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern time. Just slinging the stuff that you sling, that we sling, that, you know.
You're tearing up the nation's airwaves on, what, 51 affiliates now across the country for 3 hours?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Growing like a weed, man. Keep it up. The voice is incredibly important during these very dangerous times. What makes them dangerous? This that we're talking about right now. This phony, trumped-up need, that's by design, by the way, for a Jamie's Law, which is calling for, Wasserman Schultz down in Florida, is calling for a universal background check for individuals looking to purchase ammunition. So, meaning if I want to sell you ammunition, I've got to take you to get a background check, Bill. Now,
what's the database on that?
What's the database on this?
They're going to check you against a criminal background check.
I'm assuming that they're going to put this in a NICS check of some sort, yes.
Okay, but I mean, did they talk to the feds about this? You know, Nevada wanted to do something like this, and Nevada woke up one day and the feds told them, no, we can't do that. I mean, have they already checked on that? I love it when they make these mistakes. Napoleon said it was a great idea when they're making a mistake to just let them do that. But have they already double checked on that, if they actually have a database that they can actually run it again?
I could tell you with probably 99% certainty that Wasserman Schultz hasn't checked on squat, based on what I'm about to read you. Every day we wait to act and enact reasonable gun safety measures. Reasonable gun safety measures. We risk losing more lives. It is inexcusable to sit and do nothing while people have their lives torn apart by gun violence. Our communities deserve better. She also continued, requiring background checks on ammunition would save lives and would close the loophole of individuals who are already prohibited from buying a firearm to be able to purchase ammunition. So if they think that someone is not going to be able to get a gun because they're already prohibited, because their laws work, then that person would go out and do what? Buy ammo to put in what? The firearm they're not already allowed to have. Do you see?
Right.
So again, now we've got all these issues that are non-existent that they want to try to fix. There's a loophole for everything. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, are they going to close off the border too?
No.
I mean, you're in Georgia. You're in Georgia. So if I'm a Floridian, first of all, if I'm a desperado, I'm not worried about the gun. I'm not worried about the caliber of the gun. I just want a gun. I'm not out there saying, well, I want one with night sights. I just want a gun. So getting out there and doing this pinpoint focus of saying we're going to target every little detail. Criminals don't care about that. They'll take a .380, a .25, a 9mm. Most of the time, they don't know what kind of bullets go in that thing anyway.
Let me ask you this. Let's assume, because we know, as John Lott pointed out on last night's program, and as you and I have discussed, criminals plan their crimes in advance. The shooting in Sandy Hook was planned for 2.5 years. We know that because we read the manifesto. We know the individual in Virginia Beach planned his crime meticulously. That's why he had the silencer. It wasn't because the gun was silenced. It was for his own ear protection and safety, because while the sound is still audible to anybody outside the building, it's reduced just enough inside a cavernous hallway that it wouldn't damage his hearing so that he could continue to hear what was going on around as he was carrying out his job of killing people. Okay, sure. These people plan these crimes. So let's assume that Wasserman Schultz's bill passes. Oh, now we're not going to have any more murders like Virginia Beach. Why? Because this individual is not going to be able to buy ammo. No, because this individual who passed every background check would wait, pass a universal background check, then go buy more, then go buy more, then go buy more. What is this? Would this have stopped Virginia Beach, Bill?
Well, I mean, look at Elliot Rogers and he's La Vista. He was in California. Every time you buy a gun in California, you got to take a safety test, and then you got to wait. When you buy it, then you got to wait 10 days to actually pick it up. Then you can't buy another gun for 30 days. He did that 3 different times. And then you could only have 10 round magazines, and he had 41 of those. And all of their gun control laws worked exactly as they did. Or let's go to their favorite place. They love Australia. Now, in Australia, not too long ago, what was it, a week or two ago, we had a rampage killer out there. He found a pump shotgun, which is prohibited in Australia since they did all the, you know, when they did the buyback with Swalwell wants to impose. They all want to go to Australia, and yet they still had a rampage killing, which is what, the third they've had that we don't get to hear about because everybody wants to, they always push for the thing. So, you know, this that's another one of those things. It won't stop anything. It's just another, this is all just a series of roadblocks. It's like a steeplechase they want us to run in order to be able to buy a gun. If they want to put a law in place, they ought to establish the Carol Bound law and make it easier for people to buy guns.
Well, now you're just radical alt-right, and I should probably just cut your microphone now, because why would we want a lower-income black woman in Chicago to be able to purchase a gun reasonably priced to be able to defend herself and her family? Why would we be able? Because, why would we want that?
Because she probably lives in a high crime area, and she is the typical, prototypical victim of a crime in the urban area. And if we're in it for public safety, are they not a part of the public? I thought I was the racist.
Gun control, as we know, and boy, we don't have time to go down this road, but I will just say its entire roots are based in racism, as we all know. I just pointed that out sarcastically, tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
Let me quickly go to this. We've only got about a minute and a half left. Kentucky chapter of Moms Demand Action met over the weekend, and they had one of their orange, you know, at a Wear Orange event. And let me just read you something from the Courier-Journal in Kentucky. I thought I got a kick out of this. Children huddled in face painting groups and volunteers prepared food under the pavilion. Betsy Roop, who has worked with Moms Demand Action for 4 years, drew two smiling sons on the sidewalk near the festivities. She said she wanted festivities, prepared food under the pavilion. Remember these words. Words mean things. So she was drawing smiling sons on the sidewalk near the festivities. She said she wanted this to be her contribution to the event, which drew about 30 attendees. About 30 attendees means not quite 30 attendees, but close.
Yeah.
Okay. And meanwhile,
so multiple.
Right, 30,000 attendees times nearly three is what shows up at an NRA event. And I say this to point out that Facebook likes and cyber likes to a Facebook group do not make a movement or a group. You've got 30 seconds. Go ahead. Take that away.
I've been to one of those Wear Orange things, and I everybody that was there in the Greenville, South Carolina, when you had your little Wear Orange shindig, I was there making sure you were protected, even though everything you were saying was stupid. But it's America, and you're entitled to be stupid.
Ain't God America, bless America great? Get off my lawn. Don't tread on me, right? Bill Frady, Lock and Load Radio. You know I love you, brother, and I'm so glad you were able to call in today and help me on a Monday. Mondays are long days for me after the big monster cast runs late into the evening, and I'm all wound up when I get off the airwaves. So thank you very much for being here. Before I close out this hour, I want to remind you a very important message. A good friend of mine, Paul Markle, student of the gun, is fighting cancer, and we want to help him fight that battle. GoFundMe has it set up for him. There are $27,132 into a $250,000 that we are looking for to help Paul in his battle against cancer. And it is cancer treatment for Professor Paul at GoFundMe.com. I will have all of that information up on my Facebook page at Armed American Radio, at my Twitter page, AAR Mark, at AAR Mark, and we'll put it up on Instagram as well. Let's help Professor Paul fight and win this battle. He fights for us. We fight for him. That's how it works. Until we meet on the radio tomorrow, and I will remind you every single day about this from now on. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. I'll see you on the radio. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get four free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.